Not sure just what's behind this question. Where in the assembly is teaching gift manifested? Maybe the questioner is saying, is it always public? And I say, well, no. Every elder should be able to teach. Apt simply means able. You need to be able to teach the Word of God. In many assemblies, unfortunately, what we have is this, and we need to be gracious and patient with this, but what's happened is that sometimes a generation ago they were bad elders. They didn't train the next generation. They just died. It was leadership by death, you know. I die, you take over. And that's what happened. And so many of the men who now are in positions of being elders, they were never trained. They were never shown how to counsel, never shown how to study a passage of Scripture. And they're just flying blind. And, you know, it's hard on them. So very often what you have in a group of elders is actually a bunch of really good deacons. They love the people of God. If you've got you need to move furniture, or you need a little money or whatever, they help you. They're right there for you, and they care about the people of God and so on, but they don't know how to study the Word, and they don't know how to present it. And that's a really hard thing. It's hard for them, and it's hard for the rest of us. Well, there are ways, of course, food supplements that we can get that help us. And unfortunately, that's what happens with many Christians. They end up depending on Christian radio or tapes or something to keep the food supply coming so they don't starve to death in their local church. That's an unfortunate thing. But easily remedied as we share the truth with one another in a personal way. We may not have much coming off the platform, but we can share the truth in personal ways. And you see Gideon up there in the hill, keeping the food supply coming, grinding grain, hiding away from the enemy. He wanted to make sure that there was food still coming. And so we can all grind our grain, perhaps on our own, and spread it around a bit and encourage one another with the truth and the Word of God. Ultimately, what we want is to have a group of elders who know the Word and who are able to teach it. That does not mean that they have to teach it publicly. There are elders who are worth their weight in gold who would never get up on the platform, but they know how to take a young person, a new Christian, a young couple, into their home, open the Word of God with them, teach them principles of Christian living. That's invaluable. We need more of that. So to be able to teach does not mean able to publicly teach, but it does mean that they have the ability to open up the Word of God and explain the principles of Christian living in such a way that young Christians, couples, young people get it and are able to assimilate the truth. So the teaching gift isn't necessarily limited to public teaching. It's also very much a matter of the elders helping at the private level, at the personal level, with the Word of God as well.